The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, I introduce you to one of my favorite characters in history. His name is Robert Smalls, or as I like to call him, Robbie Smalls. Because when it came to freedom, my boy was ready to die. Like so many other enslaved people, Robert Smalls, too, was haunted with the idea that his family, his wife Hannah, their four-year-old daughter Elizabeth, and their infant son Robert Jr. would one day be sold. And families once sold and separated usually never found their ways back to one another. The only way that Robert Smalls could ensure that his family stayed together was escape. But trying to escape by yourself was difficult. Add the task of a family and an infant, damn near impossible. So as darkness fell over the city of Charleston, South Carolina, in the early hours of May 13th, 1852, where docked stood the Planter, a Confederate steamer. But Robbie Smalls knew that in a few hours, his family would be free from slavery, or they would certainly see death. Their future depended solely on his plan. And his plan was simple. While the captain and his men were on land, sharing the beds with their wives, he would imitate the captain, Jack the Planter, and link up with the fleet of Union ships that was anchored right outside the Charleston Harbor. It was just 10 miles south. Boy, that's as simple as getting Young Thug out of jail. So in the early hours of the morning, May 13th, 1862, Robbie Smalls ordered the steamer to leave. The crew raised two flags. The first was the official Confederate flag, known as the Stars and Bars. The other, South Carolina's blue and white flag. Both helped them maintain the cover that this was a Confederate ship. It was a Confederate guard 50 yards away. He just assumed that the officers were in command like usual and let them roll. Next stop, North Atlantic Wharf. Had to go pick up the family. Remember, they got to backtrack. No trouble approaching the pier there. Now we got to double back and get past Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter was super intimidating. This joint had 50-foot walls above the water. They approached Fort Sumter around 4:15 a.m., terrified. The women and kids are crying, praying. Robbie Smalls had on Captain Reyes' straw hat, and he pulled the whistle cord. Two long blows and a short one. That was the Confederate signal, and it was required to pass. The Confederate soldier yelled out to the planter, "Blow them Yankees to hell, or bring one of them in." And Robbie Smalls just stayed in character and replied, "Aye, aye." And he was allowed to pass. Now the crew got to rush and take these stupid Confederate flags down so the Union soldiers don't blow us out the water. You dig what I'm saying? And now we got to raise this white blanket so we can say we're surrendering. Man, the joy when Robert Smalls and his family and friends' feet touched the floorboards of the Onward. The Onward was the Union ship, and they had realized in that moment they were free. Robert Smalls just stood in front of his family and friends and spoke triumphantly to the captain of the Onward. Good morning, sir. I's brought you some of the old United States guns, sir. They was for Fort Sumter, sir. Robbie, can't you see how this story just hypnotized me? And I just love your confident demeanor. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.